Hello everyone, this is Will.
And this is Alex.
And welcome back to another episode of They Mostly Come Out at Night.
Mostly. Mostly come out at knife.
It's a knife night, man.
It is. Did you have a good knife?
I had a good knife until we watched this movie.
What was the movie, Will?
So, this one was special.
Was it a special knife?
Let me put on my smooth voice. This was... A knife for the ladies.
Knife for the ladies.
Knife for the ladies. And this was not knife to us.
No.
This was not a knife movie to watch.
It wasn't knife to anyone.
No. Well, I mean, it was knife to the people that got killed in this movie.
Yeah. It wasted most of our knife.
Right about that. Ah, man. I don't even know where to begin on this one.
I'm dead inside. How about you?
A little bit, yeah.
It's not even that bad if I'm, like, but I'm just dead inside.
I mean, to be honest, yeah, it's not, like the worst one we've watched, but it is just fucking boring.
I'm just, oh, God.
Just so boring.
It's a fucking snooze fest.
It is so hard. It was a struggle getting through this one.
Put the shit on when you need to take a nap.
Seriously, I think I did find myself falling asleep a couple
it's
times.
It's just dull.
Yeah, it is. Nothing really happens in it. It's like trying to be a murder. So let's get this down.
It is a murder mystery.
This is not a horror western.
What is a western?
It is a western because it's based in a western town, but it's like it's a murder mystery.
It is.
Set in a western town.
It is.
That's exactly what it is. There's no horror behind this.
It's an STD mystery, Will.
Yes.
Message.
Who got the gonosyphilitis? Who got it?
Who got the STD?
Who's got the STD?
That's the mystery.
Exactly.
Little did we know.
Oh, man. Oh, we're back, by the way.
Yeah.
You didn't notice.
In case you didn't notice.
Sorry about the impromptu break we took. Yeah, a lot going on this weekend and last week, so we haven't been able to get to it for a while.
Yeah, and greeting us coming back is this.
Yep, this is, you know, something that made me kind of question why we're coming back.
This pile of shit.
It's just like, yeah, do I really want to keep making this podcast? The answer is yes, of course I do, but... Sometimes I just have to wonder.
You regretting your choices?
I'm regretting watching this movie.
Well,
like, without this podcast, I would never have seen Wonder Woman. But
oh, Will, Wonder Woman is.
But I've seen this movie now.
You have seen this now,
so that's something to put under my belt.
Yes, it is.
I mean, there's literally we watched it on Amazon. There's two reviews for it. Two.
They're 5 stars for some ungodly reason.
I think they're trolls.
I think it's the director.
It might be.
After he went off and made The Life and Times of the Happy Hooker.
There you go.
After this movie.
Another movie where a guy went off to do a bunch of porno.
Not a bunch.
Or just one.
Just that. The Life and Times of the Happy Hooker.
Yep.
Let's Fun. See what else. There's a lot of happy hookers in this.
Yeah.
Well, they don't. They die unhappy, but...
Well, yeah, they die unhappy, and then, you know...
And then we get to waste an hour of our time...
With nothing.
That has nothing to do with said hookers, but, you know, such is life, I guess. Life is a hooker. Well, yeah. Is a hooker that goes away for an hour and leaves you with nothing.
This movie is an STD.
It's worse.
It gets under your skin.
Yes.
And it infects you with how just god awful it is.
This movie is AIDS.
And it's going to make my brain melt with how boring it is.
You know what this movie is like super AIDS. Okay?
Super AIDS.
Super AIDS. Okay. Not regular. Super. Extreme AIDS.
Now, no matter what other ailment I get, it's just not going to be as bad as this one.
Exactly. Well.
I mean, I'm sure we're up for more terrible
we've
movies.
We've seen worse. I just, this thing is just...
Can you tell we're dragging
it out? It's so good that I don't even want to talk about it.
I don't either. Can you tell we're dragging it out a little bit?
God.
So great that...
Okay.
All right. Let's just do it. Let's just rip that Band-Aid. Let's just do it.
Okay. Starts with...
A small western town.
Yes.
And we see Hooker's Saloon.
Yes.
So you thought it was Hooker's and Saloon, but it's actually just called Hooker's... His name is Virgil Hooker. And
Hooker's
Saloon. And it's his saloon.
But conveniently, this is where all the hookers go to do their business.
Yep. So we see a guy washing up in a room.
He's washing his dick.
And there's a woman.
You know why, Will? You know...
Because you don't want the gonosyphilitis.
God damn right.
You don't want the gonosyphilitis.
You see, he washed his dick afterwards. He's not going to get syphilis and turn into a weirdo. I'm skipping ahead. I don't care.
You don't use a condom? You fucking wash your
dick.
Them
Wild West condoms.
You washed your dick.
What were those?
Probably sheepskin, maybe?
It's just giant rolls of leather. Just roll it around.
To be honest, they probably didn't use... I'm sure STDs were rampant in the Western.
Well, take this from me. We live here. Living in the West is an STD.
Utah's not all bad.
Well, there are places...
Yeah, it's true.
It is an STD.
It can be.
Why would you? You know, you live in an STD. Why would you bother?
So there's a hooker on the bed.
And this dude's washing his dick.
And he's like, "Hey, I have the day off tomorrow. Do you want to stay up or
what
go
fuck?
Go again?" And like,
what fuck?
She's like, "Leave me alone." And like, she rolls over.
Yeah.
Then we see a guy like sneaking into her room.
He calls her Mrs. Lady? What do you call her?
Miss Lady.
Miss Lady.
Yeah. Misleading. That's what this movie really
is. It's like calling someone like Mr. Person. Mr. Dude. Like.
So, a guy sneaks into a room and kills her by gently dragging a knife across her throat.
Oh, it is the slowest throat slitting.
There's not even that much blood. It's just like a little slit going across her throat.
Well, Will, she had a nice knife.
She had a nice knife until that it was knife to meet her.
Knife to meet her.
It was a knife for the lady. Get it?
Wish.
Are we going to make jokes like that the whole time? Okay, cool.
Yes, the knife is young, Will. Okay.
So
I wish there were more knives for the lady in this movie, but alas.
No, there's only about 3 knives for the ladies.
Yeah, and 1 knife for the man.
So,
Jesus Christ.
We get a guy, I can't remember his name, it was something weird, like Simeon?
Shaft.
Simeon.
No, he's White Shaft.
No, remember Simeon goes and gets White Shaft.
Oh, the dork.
Yeah, he gets the white western shaft.
Yeah.
Which is what this movie gave us, the white
Pretty
western.
Much.
Here's the white western shaft.
If you're a fucking Luddite and you haven't seen Shaft, Shaft is a private detective. Private detective, and he wants Simeon comes there to hire him to find Travis.
And he
or find out who killed Travis.
Killed Travis and the hooker.
Yeah.
Because Travis was the son of the town's namesake. So, like, his name was Mescal, and his son mysteriously died. And so, the guy's like, "We'll have the whole town at your disposal. Like, you know, I'll pay you this." And the guy's like, what does he say? Like, it's a poor pay, but a rich challenge. A rich challenge. Blow me. Fucking get bent. Blow me.
Wow, Will. You don't like clever writing in your movies?
No, because the next part is even more clever.
No.
Because
this is my favorite line.
Because they talk about how a sheriff is not going to like it. They have to explain to the sheriff that they're hiring a private eye because the sheriff's not doing jack shit.
So it cuts to the sheriff, who is... Well, there's a kid in his sheriff station, like, cleaning his badge.
Yeah, polishing his belt buckle, remember?
And then the sheriff just walks in and is, like, pissed off at something. Kick in the butt. Kick in the butt.
He's slamming like tables.
But he keeps saying,
it's a kick in the butt.
Kick in the butt.
Oh, what a kick in the butt.
What a kick in the old behind.
What a knife kick in the butt.
It's a hell of a knife to be kicked in the butt, Will.
It is.
It's not knife, but... whatever. You know what? Fuck this scene. I want to get to this next part. They are... Shaft, White Shaft. Also, no. He looks like an 80s hair metal singer.
Yeah, he does.
I want to mention that.
He looks like he's straight out of, like, Whitesnake or, like...
He looks like, yeah.
Or Warrant or
he
something
seriously
like
looks
that.
Like the lead singer of Whitesnake.
Yeah.
Like, poofy... Long blonde hair.
Now, I want to mention the fact, okay, this is where we see my favorite shop ever in any movie because it's so ridiculous. So it's panning over to where the private detective is going to come. Mr. Hair Metal.
Yeah.
Is going to come. And it pans over the city, and I shit you not, there is a store that is a barber shop and a mortuary.
Yeah.
A barber shop slash mortuary. That one guy runs, and the sign on the door literally says, "We accept any body, dead or alive."
Clever, truly clever.
Oh, what are you in for? A shave or some formaldehyde?
Oh God, fuck no. So, just I don't know. And we see...
I can't. A barbershop slash mortuary. Who
there
fucking
is
thinks
a,
of that?
There is a tiny curtain separating the dead bodies from where he cuts your fucking hair. Why?
No wonder this
you
fucking town
why?
Has problems.
You know why? Because they're like, oh, we want this character to be a goddamn weirdo. So that's what we'll do.
So,
we
don't get the detective, remember, because we get the kid is leaving the sheriff's office, because remember, this is important. The kid's leaving the sheriff's office to go to a music lesson.
Yeah.
And he's, like, running past, and...
Oh, yeah.
He, like, runs up to this, little hut, and there's another hooker, I guess?
Yeah.
With a man, and they're, like, talking...
A guy, like, gets off, he, like, rides up to the... house and gets off, and it's implied that they're gonna go in the house and have a nice knife.
A really nice knife.
He's gonna
bury the knife.
He's gonna give her his fucking knife. Well,
he's gonna bury the knife.
Bury that shit deep inside.
Oh my God.
Deep inside.
So
buried that shit deep inside, boy.
Oh my God. So he. So the kid goes through the music lesson, plays horrible fucking music, and, like, we get a scene of the kid playing horrible music and the girl, like, trying to straighten her laundry, I guess the guy... It's because the guy leaves. And the knife killer comes up to her, and she starts screaming and backing away.
And he just shoves his fucking knife in her face.
So she had a knife night.
She had a very knife night.
Now she has a... knife for the lady.
He gave another knife.
Another lady.
And boy, let me tell you, he penetrated her
harder than that other guy did.
Deep inside.
Deep inside.
All on them walls, Will. All inside them sugar walls.
Mm-hmm.
Deep.
Sugar walls?
Sugar walls. You fucking heard me, boy.
Wow. Okay. That's a new one. I might cop that. Sugar walls.
Feel free to cop that.
Okay.
Sugar walls. At least you cop something good from watching this fucking movie other than syphilis.
That made my knife, man.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good. You have a very good knife.
So. So the kid comes back, sees the woman.
Wait, no. She's. Remember, after he stabs her, she's still breathing.
Oh, yeah, no, she...
gotta talk about
so
that.
So, I need to talk about this, because every time they kill a person, they're still breathing. She's clearly breathing. They did not tell her to hold her breath or anything. She is just...
Well, to be fair, it's a very common theme in the movie. Because anytime someone's dead, they are breathing.
So the kid goes and tells the biggest fucking lie of his entire life.
Well, okay, it's not even... I swear it's like they
just jump to the...
Well, they just jump to it because he tells them that he saw, I think his name is Ramon.
Ramon with him, her, yeah.
And everyone assumes that he says, I saw Ramon there. Everyone assumes that means Ramon killed her. Now, the kid...
So they form like a lynch mob.
So they form a lynch mob. But here's the important. This is like a big subplot that the kid tells him this. But it's like the kid didn't tell you Ramon killed whatever her name is.
He did at some points, which I thought was weird.
But he does it after.
Yeah.
So it's like they started off with like a nothing line and then built this entire like subplot around it.
Yeah. So they gather a lynch mob to go find Ramon because they just...
bartender.
Just fuck... Oh, yeah. Virgil Hooker.
Virgil Hooker has his own... he wants to have a nice knife of his own.
So they form a party and they, like, the hooker and his group know where the guy's hiding out. So
yes.
They go and capture him and they drag him off somewhere while the sheriff comes back and is like, darn, we're
kicking the butt.
Well, I'm kicking the butt. I don't know where he went. And can't you see, like, he's still here? And they're like, let's go home.
Yeah. It's the greatest fucking law enforcement ever. So that happens.
Now we get...
White Shaft is riding into town, and he says...
In the still of the night,
I wish.
Here I go. Again on my own.
I wish. Now, might as well. Hey, look. Here I go again. The music video has them driving fast cars. In this, he is... on a little...
I just wish he rode into town playing a card. He's like, ain't no luck in the heart of the city. Ain't oh no love.
Okay, all of you. Okay. Everyone should listen to Whitesnake. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Please do.
Now, we do get some of my favorite lines in the movie, however, because he's talking with whoever is riding the stagecoach.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, yeah.
It's okay. Very loud.
Do you want me to make the clip clop sound and you make the what he's saying? That's all we hear.
Brilliant.
Just a guy yelling over a bunch of clip clop sounds.
Great sound editing.
Because I'm sure they were saying something about the plot, but I have no idea.
What fucking... No.
I don't know.
What happened after this?
Okay, so...
I ain't even looking.
So, okay, so he goes to inspect the dead body of the girl, right?
Oh, yeah.
In the barbershop mortuary.
I think, yeah. Did he? Okay. Mm-hmm. And she's still breathing.
Yeah, so he goes to inspect and, like, notices that there's, like,
and
a
gash.
He talks to the barber slash mortician...
Who's a fucking weirdo, and he's like,
well, I mean,
why do you judge me?
When you're cutting people's hair and then immediately go to, like, embalm them for fucking funerals.
You cut people's hair, and you cut bodies.
Yeah.
You don't even have to change scissors, Will.
No.
Think about that.
Or aprons, yeah.
Well, he doesn't.
You can use the clip.
Because he comes out.
Dude, this is a good business model, okay?
Yes.
You could, what if someone person's bald and their family wants him to be full-headed? So you just cut someone's hair
just
and then
glue it
onto the other person's head.
Jeez.
You have unlimited hair.
You do.
You're a barber slash mortician. You're sold.
You do. Just hope your customers don't notice the fact that there's a dead body rotting in the room next to them. So he tells him, like, he's like, how do you judge me? Why do you judge me? And he's like, I only do this for the money.
And I'd be like, let's see. How do we judge you? Probably because you're a barber slash mortician. That is the weirdest job profession I've ever heard.
No one in the history of the planet has done that. I can guarantee you.
I mean, whoever would is a mad lad.
Yes.
A fucking mad lad.
So.
So, he looks at the dead body and then meets the namesake. So he meets the woman who is the namesake for the town of Mescal.
Her family's was a big deal.
And she talks about how after her husband died, the town went to shit. Like, no one started going there anymore because he knew how to, like, run things. And it used to be this booming city.
Well, judging by this movie, well, half of the population of Mescal, the name of the town, is hookers.
That's pretty much all the town of Mescal. All the women... I should mention, all the women you
except
see in this...
One.
Except for one is a hooker.
Seems like a weird business model for a town.
Just
but
always
you know what? Whatever you do in the business of your own shitty western city...
You have
fine.
Hookers and a barber mortician.
And a... Yes. And a drunk sheriff.
Yes.
And...
Great.
A bartender who just sits and whines all day.
Yes.
This town is just booming. Well...
So they talk, and she talks about how there's this, like, medicine she's been taking because she's been, like, kind of depressed lately.
Yeah.
And so she's been taking that because the doctor prescribed it to her. And, this will be important later. Well, not that important, but it'll be somewhat important. So... I can't remember, like, someone goes into the saloon, like, it's, like, all of a sudden it's nighttime now.
Well, no,
and they're all hanging out in the saloon.
At what point does the detective go and look at the house where she died?
That's later. Okay. So, it's, like, right after the scene I'm going to describe. So, I just had to describe the scene. It's not important, but this line is just stupid as hell. They're all laughing and telling stories about the private eye. Like, I think the sheriff stumbles in on him. And he's like,
oh, yeah.
So how'd you know he was guilty? And the detective is like, I knew as soon as he had the judge had his mouth around the word guilty. Yeah.
Mm.
That's an actual line.
Sassy.
Saucy.
That's fucking saucy, spicy, whatever.
It was a knifely delivered line.
Very knife.
Yes.
Mm. Trash.
Okay, so now he's looking for clues. So he goes to... Oh, we forgot to mention they found Ramon hanging from a tree.
Oh, yeah.
And his neck was snapped.
Yeah, the detective finds him hanging from a tree. And they bring him back, and that's when they're like, you know...
like, oh, we found the killer.
This man was innocent.
Yeah. So he's looking for clues, and he finds, like, a little button off of a jacket.
Yeah.
And then he finds, like, something else, and then he's at the house where the woman died.
Yeah, the second woman.
He's, like, looking around, and a knife, like, flies into the side of the house.
And it's the sheriff fucking with him.
Yep. And so the sheriff, like, they talk about where the girl was found, and he was like, well, it looks like it started over here, like, literally, like, a foot away from
yeah.
where they're standing. And then, like, they're like, oh, and it went back here, and that's where she died. And he's like...
She put up a good fight.
Sounds like she put up a good fight. Yeah, like literally walking backwards and screaming is apparently putting up a good fight.
Yes. Well, it just wasn't her knife.
Nope, it wasn't a knife for anyone. Well, that guy wasn't very knife, okay?
It's true. He needs to be more knife.
Yes.
He needs to be knifer to the ladies.
Exactly.
Mm.
That's how you get anywhere in life. You gotta be knife to the ladies.
You do. Doesn't matter if they have syphilis. And they give it to you.
Hey.
Does syphilis turn your face fucked up?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. I'm not a doctor, but no, I don't think so. I think it just turns...
You also...
I know it fucking fucks with the down there. It's like, do you know the term merkin?
Yes.
So a merkin, like, it's a fake...
Yeah.
It's a fake pubic hair.
Yeah.
But, they used to put it on, like... Hookers used to wear it to cover up syphilis.
Yeah.
When they were, like, flaring up.
So you're saying that this man should have been...
Wearing a merkin.
On his fucking face?
Yes.
Okay.
he needed a full-body merkin.
Okay. They should have... That would have solved some problems.
I would pay to see money, like a movie where a guy wears a full body merkin.
Remember Naked Gun?
Yes.
The full body condom.
Okay.
Okay. All right. We have a movie to talk about.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, we're getting sidetracked.
Excuse me. Quote unquote movie.
Well, I think we're almost done, so.
No, we haven't even gotten past the dumb. lynching subplot.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, we don't need to talk too much about that.
So,
there's a boy, and he's, like, running across the town, and he tries to go to tell the sheriff something.
Yeah.
And the sheriff is, like, drunk and passed out and, like, brushes him off.
And so the boy goes to the detective, and he tells the detective that he, like, lied.
Bitch lied.
The bitch lied. And the detective then tells the sheriff, and the sheriff is like, how could he do that? Blah, blah, blah. But it doesn't matter because the sheriff gets pissed. And he slowly corners the detective into a jail cell, and out of nowhere
starts beating the holy living shit.
They have a fight. You know, like a couple of men. You just have a fight.
I just wish a White Snake song was playing while this was going
on. For no fucking reason, you have a fight, and then when you're done beating the fuck out of each other, you're friends.
Yeah. That's how it works, man. Sometimes that is how it works. You just have to beat the shit out of each other.
Apparently. To where you're both bloody.
Yeah.
And oh, apparently the sheriff used a fucking stool against them, which I didn't see. Also, every time they get punched in the scene, they're like, oof! Oof!
Oof! Oof! Oof!
They're like, it, oof! And then fly back.
It's so exaggerated. Oof! Okay, so... So, then the niece comes over, and the sheriff, like, leaves. And then the, you know, White Snake guy says, let me get my best voice here. He's the sheriff. He's caught in a web of new time, and he's trying to fight his way out with his fists.
Caught in a web of new time.
Now, I think they're trying to
say
something.
What the fuck does that mean?
I think.
You think.
And I know, thinking's dangerous in this kind of situation. But I think what they're trying to get at is, like, he doesn't like the new detective taking over.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, being better than, so, like, a new guy. But there's way better ways to state
that. New time?
Yeah, I don't know. Caught in a web of new time. Like, times are changing? I have no idea. Ah, so... we get...
Fuck this movie.
Alright, so...
this is when they start, like, going after the...
the guy who killed Ramon.
Yeah.
So, Virgil gets, like, angry. And, like...
at some point, the detective decides he's gonna fuck with them. And so he sends the boy to deliver that little,
little button on his... because he figures out that it's Virgil and his gang.
It's one of his gang members.
So he gives... tells the little boy to go and give the button.
Deliver it. And it's sort of like a sign to them that, like, hey, we know you killed Ramon.
They're accusing Virgil of and his gang of killing Ramon.
And they start arguing amongst each other. And one of them tries to leave.
Both of them, two of them try to leave.
Virgil Hooker
goes insane.
Because because you don't want to show that you're guilty. So you do the logical thing.
And kill.
Shoot them!
Like in broad daylight, too.
Yes.
Just shoot them dead.
He shoots both of the gang members, his own gang posse.
You know, it's really a knife way to cover up your tracks.
It is. It's very knife. It's foolproof. Okay? Like, no one would ever accuse you of anything.
Oh, we should mention, too, that the detective put Virgil's, like, personal hooker in his room to protect her
because
she was saying that they are dangerous.
Yeah.
So, Virgil goes out and tries to get away, and the sheriff is like, well, like, don't go. Like, you know, like, and just then turn yourself in now and save yourself the trouble.
Well,
oh, you're coming dead or alive.
Virgil doesn't listen.
No.
Because Virgil's a very smart man, and the sheriff shoots him.
Yep.
That's after Virgil tries shooting him. But, so this subplot is over?
Thank God, because it takes up like...
done?
It takes like 45 minutes
and
of the movie.
And now we get back to the actual old plot.
Yep.
Which is the ladies having the the knife of their lives.
Yep. Okay. So the detective goes back to his room, and Myra is dead, or whatever her name was.
Yeah, Myra.
Yeah, and
she's strung up to something, and her throat is slit, so you can tell she had a very nice knife.
Yes, she did. Even though, like, I still am, like, on the fence, because, like, a knife wound to the neck, you'd have a lot of blood, and there's, like, so little blood.
Are you saying this movie is bullshit?
Yes.
I would never guess. Yes, I am. Well, I had never, ever guessed.
So the detective goes to question the barber / mortician, and, I guess talk to him about, like, what's going on and, like, what his motives are and stuff. And then, like, this is the part where the mortician kind of tells him that, like, him and Mrs. Mescal kind of had a relationship. But yeah. Not, like, I mean, he...
Is this when he spills the beans on Travis?
Yeah, that Travis...
her son.
Yeah.
That she said died.
Was, like, mutilated.
Yeah.
And he was the only one to see the body because no one else saw, like, no one else did an autopsy or anything.
Like, they had a funeral and everything, but he was the only one. He tells her, like, oh, she told me that she wants me to take care of all of it.
Yeah.
So then he goes to Miss Mescal, right?
And tells her, like, kind of blackmails her and was like, hey, I'll keep this under wraps if you get me in the next train ticket out of here.
The next stagecoach that shows up, I want to be on it.
And she's like, okay, and then, like, has him drink a glass of brandy, and we never see him ever again, and then, so I don't know if he died or whatever.
He did, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. No, yeah, he does later. Yeah, we do see him. Sorry.
So it's not just a knife for the ladies?
It's a knife for the men, too.
Yeah.
Well, one man.
Equality.
Yes.
This movie is equal opportunity.
So then the detective and the sheriff... I'm kind of rushing, because I...
Well, there's nothing else to fucking...
So the detective and the sheriff go search the grave where the son was supposedly buried. They dig it up and then they find...
Well, don't forget,
Oh, Mrs. Mescal explains that he was cremated.
Yeah, and his ashes are, like, right here and blah, blah, blah. Yeah,
so they don't find a body and stuff like that.
But the detective takes, like, this thing that she keeps, like, putting in her drinks. It's some sort of medicine. And... So there's that, but also we see the barber / mortician is, like, talking to the corpse.
Going insane. He's talking to, like, the hooker, Myra.
And then we see,
like,
the killer.
And, like, slaps her, and then the killer comes around, stabs him in the chest.
And he dies, and it's wimpy and bad trash. And then
we get a bunch of scenes of the fucking detective just walking around town.
So the detective goes and finds out from the doctor, like... that she is taking this medicine way more than she needs to.
Right, because he prescribed her some, like, a week ago, and it should be a monthly thing.
And he's like, there's barely any left. So he's asking, what are the effects of this medicine if you use it more than you need to? Now...
No, it was, like, some...
Arsenic something?
Arsenic, I can't remember. But in high doses... It's used to...
Treat syphilis.
So we're like, And then we get a beautiful...
Because Travis's backstory is...
That he was fast and loose with his women.
Oh, he was very loose.
He slept with, like, every woman in town.
Well, that boy had some loose morals.
Yes.
Let me tell you.
Very loose.
Lord have mercy. That boy had some loose morals with
him.
Because they're all like, oh yeah, every lady knew Travis.
He wasn't...
Which, of course, is simple when every lady in town, except for one...
Is a hooker.
You know, this is like the weirdest town on the planet.
Yeah.
But whatever. There's a bunch of hookers and one fucking massive horn dog. Okay. Good shit.
So we get a scene of the niece, the only woman in town that's not a hooker...
She's not a hooker because she dresses like a fucking nun.
Yeah, Mrs. Mescal, and Mrs. Mescal is like, she's playing the piano for Mrs. Mescal, and then Mrs. Mescal is like, I have to show you something.
Yeah.
You can be husband and knife. with my son.
Shut the fuck up.
Because he's still alive. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The son was alive the whole time.
His face is fucked up.
So they go and...
He's acting like a fucking gorilla.
Yeah.
Not only does syphilis turn your face into a pizza, it also makes you act like an ape.
Apparently.
He's just like...
She takes her to the cage where her son is. And then the son, like, grabs her. She wants to
give her son a nice knife. Well,
yeah.
The knife of his life.
The knife of his life. With a really knife lady.
With a knife lady. A knife pure lady, Will.
Exactly.
Because she pure.
She pure because she's the only fucking woman in town that isn't a hooker.
But that doesn't work, Will.
Do you notice there's no older women in town other than Miss Mescal?
Yeah, that's...
Like, where the hell are all the women? There's a bunch of horn dog men, a bunch of hookers, and one pure soul.
That's it.
Okay.
Well, we saw how it ends, though, for this city.
Yep.
So, she throws whatever her name is, pure lady, pure knife lady, into the cell, and,
They just start rolling around on the bed, but it's supposed to be, like, an aggressive scene.
It's supposed to be, like, he's trying to rape her, I guess?
I don't know, even. But
it looks like they are just rolling around.
Yeah.
Like, back and forth, and then she smashes, like, a cup over his face and escapes, runs down the stairs, and just sits down.
But we should mention the mom grabs a knife, and it's, like, with the gloves, so she's been the one killing all the hookers. And so, yeah, the knife lady goes down and, like, just, like, sits at the bottom of the stairs because she kind of tripped.
Mama Syphilis comes down.
Mama Syphilis tries to come down, and then, like, the Syphilis guys...
Syphilis Junior.
Syphilis Junior grabs it, and they struggle for a minute.
And she's like, but Syphilis Junior... I did this for you. You don't like me killing them or something?
And she's like, I can't look at you anymore. And by this point, the detective and the sheriff hear screams and they try and break in. And they see, like, the mom is going to kill the Syphilis Junior.
So the sheriff shoots her, right?
Yes, and then they both fall, but she stabs him on the way down.
How tragic.
Now, this isn't a big flight of stairs either. It's like they fall down, like, the equivalent of, like, 5 steps.
Yeah, like 4 feet.
Yeah.
That's it.
And then they're just both dead on the ground.
And we just get... That's it. It cuts to the detective, the sheriff, and his pure knife daughter leaving.
He got that knife.
He got that knife.
That knife. Yep. Shut the fuck up. They all leave. And the end. Oh, well.
No. We have to remember. Because I felt so many emotions during this scene, Will. William.
Oh, where the sheriff gives the kid the buckle?
Yes. Because he's leaving.
I was shedding a tear, man.
And he's like... He gives him the buckle that the kid has been cleaning for the whole movie, and it's like he's passing it on.
And he makes Simeon the sheriff.
And we're just like, oh my god. Riveting. The emotional connections.
Oscar-worthy performances.
Oscar-worthy writing.
Yes.
Just the emotional connections.
I love it.
I love it. I was in tears. No.
No.
Okay. Look, you want to have an emotional connection in your movie? I'm all for that. But holy fucking shit.
Maybe try a little harder.
You gotta do something different.
Yeah, because that didn't really work
at all. And they start like riding off in the stagecoach, and we get the theme song. Evil Woman.
Yeah, I can't remember how it goes. I've literally forgotten.
The most important part about the song is that there are no knife puns. I wish there was. Fucking shame.
It is a travesty.
The whole song should have been knife puns.
It should have been.
Every lyric, I don't care how stupid.
Knife to know ya, knife to know ya.
Knife for the ladies. Then I have to know you.
They're not husband and knife.
No more, Mr. Knife Guy. Eat your heart out, Alice Cooper.
Oh, man.
This beer, Will, is very knife.
Is it? It's a knife beer, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. So, do I have to ask you your final thoughts here?
Ask me, bitch.
What are your final thoughts?
Fuck it! You know
so
what?
So what you're saying is you loved it.
Oh, I love it. No, it's just boring. That's my problem. It's not the worst thing ever. It's not super incompetent except for the fact that every single dead body is breathing. But it's just fucking boring.
Those are my thoughts, too.
I just don't care.
It is so goddamn boring.
I do not give a shit.
I didn't care about any of the characters. I didn't, I don't know. It was just horseshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anything? Did we miss anything?
I don't know. I don't think we missed anything in the movie, but like, man, it was so boring. I have nothing to,
you have
else
anything,
to say about it.
You have
it.
Anything knife to say? Before we end for this knife?
I don't know if I have any knife things to say about this movie because, you know, I mean, it lived up to its name. It was a knife for the ladies, but it wasn't knife for anyone watching it.
Those ladies will. Two knives in one knife. Two knives in one knife.
In the still of the knife! In the cold moon.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Still of the knife! Still of the knife! Still of the knife!
This movie gives a whole new meaning to the term double penetration. Well,
Oh, God.
Fuck this movie.
Yeah, it's fucking bullshit.
You make a movie called Knife for the Ladies, and there's no knife puns in the movie.
That was upsetting.
You know why? You should just stop.
Don't make a...
Wait.
Don't make a punny
but
title
wait.
If you're not gonna live with it.
But wait, Will. Clearly the director likes penetration.
So much so he directed a porno after
this. How fucking convenient again.
Yes.
This is the third filmmaker on this podcast that went on to make a porno.
Yeah.
Or pornos.
I'm sure we're not done with that either.
The Life and Times of the Happy Hooker.
Yeah.
This is the movie. So this director clearly is an expert of penetration. Okay?
Yes. But, oh, I mean, clearly not, because all they do is get gently, like, a knife gently dragged across their throat.
Do you think his pornos are just them getting, like, I don't know, a dick dragged across them?
Like, like a mushroom stamp?
Do you think he films it the same way he films these? Yeah. Except slow. Just, like, the most fucking just slow shit. Do you think he does the same thing?
Maybe. It'd be interesting. I was about to say cool, but it wouldn't be cool.
Oh.
It'd be interesting to figure out. It would not be cool at all. But yeah, so that's...
These people.
That was our knife, and that was a knife for the ladies.
It was not a very knife movie.
No, it is not a very good movie at all. I don't even know what else to say. Like,
there's nothing.
This is a short episode.
Because
I have nothing else to say.
I just hope the next movie is knifer.
Empty. Yeah.
Is knifer than this.
Better have something, like, fucking... You better keep me on the edge. Oh, man. Like, yeah. So, I guess that's all we have to say about that. So, sorry the episode was so weak after being gone a week. But, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, have a nice knife. This has been Will.
And this has been Alex.
We are They Mostly Come Out at Night, and we will talk to you later.
Have a good knife.
Have a good knife.
You won't want...
A knife for the ladies.